Okay, I think that's working. Good.
Okay. Do you want to start with the drink?
The drink. So, no, this is just rum.
But what's in it?
It's just rum.
What are those?
Those are rocks. They're like little cubes that you put in the freezer. And then they're really cold. Like, they're like ice cubes, but they don't melt, so the rum doesn't get watery.
Clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
It's
who came up with that? Was that your idea?
I didn't invent these, if that's what you're asking. Actually, AC bought them.
That's what I was asking.
AC bought them. I think she got them from, like, Chapters or something. This is what Chapters sells now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And things with owls on them.
Yeah.
Owls everywhere, as far as the eye can see.
I think
not
that,
books, but owls.
I wonder if that's where she got the idea. She has this amazing phrase where she's, when there's an issue that just kind of can't be solved or she's just too irritated to solve it, she literally says, can I just huck an owl at that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a bird on it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. No, so this is just rum. Drinking just bitters would be gross, right?
Horrible, yeah. But that's
yeah.
why I was like, what's in... Okay.
No, I like them because they don't melt, so it doesn't get watery.
Yeah, makes
you know.
Sense.
It's watery might be good if it's not great, like alcohol, but this is nice rum, so yeah.
I see.
How's the beer?
It's neat. What is this? Muskoka Unfiltered India Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in Newfoundland, there was a really cheap, like really shitty brand of beer that basically only like kids and like really bad like alcoholics drank.
Yeah.
And it was called India Beer. But that's what it was.
Was it an India Pale Ale?
I don't think it was pale.
Okay.
But that's where they got the, you know, it's related.
Sure.
And so this sort of recent, or I guess not so recent, like IPA trend or whatever, it just amuses me because it's like, yeah, it's like we used to drink that like, when you couldn't afford anything better. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's funny.
I get made fun of sometimes for drinking girly beer.
Like apricot flavored?
No, not like flavored beer, just like lighter beer, like IPAs. Yeah.
What do they expect you to drink? Guinness?
Like hoppier stuff. I don't know. Like interesting beer. Beer that was made 17 feet from the bar and was made, you know, there's only 3 liters of it in the world. So that's the good stuff, apparently.
That's intolerable. I would avoid that at all costs. Who cares? You know, why does everything have to be, like, fake fancy now? It's like, that's not fancy. It's beer. Calm down.
It's like cat fancy.
Cats are way fancier than beer.
I always like those commercials. I always like the commercials where it's like, no, the nicest thing in your house should be the cat food you buy for your cat.
Oh, like the old Fancy Feast commercials
yes.
with Lauren Bacall?
Yeah.
Good taste is easy to recognize.
I know. They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she a cat lover? She must have been.
She must have been.
Must have been. No, it does.
Feel...
It wouldn't compute otherwise.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like with that kind of purring voice, you really need to be a cat lover.
Mm-hmm.
I know she lived in a hotel for like a million years.
Yeah, we everybody
which is
knew
amazing.
That. And they like what was it? Just after she died, like a month or two after she died, there was a big auction. I think.
Oh, was there?
I think there was a pretty big auction. Like, they just auctioned everything she owned. Because I don't think she left it to anybody.
No, she didn't have... No, she did have kids. I don't know if she did.
If she had kids, if she had... She didn't leave anything
didn't
to anybody.
Like
I don't think
yeah.
so. Yeah. which is perfect.
Yeah, that's actually the perfect ending to a quiet life.
Right.
No. Not so fast.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. This is nice. This is a nice sort of spontaneous episode.
Yeah.
I was not planning for this. I was thinking about it. I was thinking, like, you're coming over, maybe we should do a show, like, in a week or something. I should talk to you about it, but no, this is way better.
Yeah, no, we'll just do it.
Yeah.
Because the most exciting thing ever is going to happen on Sunday, which is us going shopping for you.
Yeah.
Which will inevitably turn into shopping for me.
Okay.
But,
well.
You know.
At the bar the other day, and by the other day I mean like 9 hours ago.
I'll try to stay on message.
I'll get back to this. This is related. I was talking with a guy who I'd spoken with, like, I don't know, half an hour total. And he was talking about fashion, and he pointed out that I had an undershirt underneath a button-down, like, flannel that I was wearing. Mm-hmm. And he said that he would never wear something like that. And so
I mean, it was a little gauche to point it out.
A little. But this guy was, you know, he was smaller than me, so I didn't want to hit him.
Okay.
Right? That would
would you really hit someone over?
No, I wouldn't. But I definitely wouldn't hit someone half my size either.
Right.
Right? Like, and so one of the things I pointed out to him in a sort of polite thing was that, like, well, like, you're a very small person. And by small, I don't mean, like, midget. I mean, like, he was just a very skinny fella. And, like, he weighed, like, 120 pounds, 130 pounds or something. And so, of course, he doesn't need two shirts.
But why would you need two shirts?
For me, it's always been a matter of, like, heat. I feel like I'm a bigger guy and I sweat.
Right.
Right. So having the two shirts, this is something that, like, men's magazines train you to think. If you're a little heavier and if you sweat, like, you should kind of have an undershirt all the time. Just for society's sake. Right? It's not for you so much as for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the polite thing to do.
I can see that, you know. There is, I mean, but people, I mean, the fact that anybody would even bring that up is sort of shocking. Nobody cares about that stuff anymore. They should, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know, people look, everyone at Dundas West Station this morning was dressed like an idiot.
I think
Every single one.
I think there was a little bit of the girl he was with seemed to like me more than him.
Oh, okay.
So he was looking for jabs.
So it was a little, like, straight guy shade.
I think it was a little bit of straight guy shade.
Still kind of gay. I really like your undershirt. I would never wear it. Sorry about it.
That's totally what it was. It's like, I'm wearing a button-down flannel. It wasn't even, like, buttoned up. Like, what am I going to have? Just nothing
so
there?
No, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. No.
He wasn't having it.
I was doing what Patton Oswalt has always called the official uniform of the slightly chubby guy.
Yeah.
The t-shirt and then oversized flannel shirt unbuttoned. Yeah.
At least it's not what happened in the late 90s where the flannel kind of went out of fashion and the Hawaiian came in.
Oh, we should talk about the one Hawaiian shirt I have.
Because then, no, we shouldn't. Because then you get into, like, lead singer of Smash Mouth territory.
Yes.
And if I see a bucket hat
anywhere
when I go in there.
There's no bucket hat.
Good.
I have two hats. I have a baseball cap that I got in Hawaii. And I have a fedora that I've had for, like, 10 years that I don't wear.
I've seen the fedora.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring it out at parties. Like, it's like a party favor.
Are you going to wear it to the white party?
It's a black fedora.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that doesn't make much sense,
does it? If I had a white fedora, then it would be very appropriate.
It would.
Yeah. What should I wear to this white party? I don't have any white clothing.
All right, look, here's the thing. Like, I just thought that it was really on trend.
I like the idea.
With the Joan Collins disco theme.
No, it's...
There's nothing more disco than a white party.
You know what? I kind of like the idea at first, and I've liked the idea more and more since I've talked to people who aren't even coming to this party about it, and they go, oh yeah, no, white party, people do that.
Yeah.
People who I would have never thought would have ever heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's like it's actually a circuit party. Like, you know how people, you know, like, really, really big parties in clubs and stuff like that, that you get, like, invited to, that kind of thing?
Sure, I know about those, yeah.
I mean, I don't get invited to them either. Don't feel bad. But, like, it's like a summertime circuit party thing. They have one in Palm Springs every year. It's massive. Everybody go, like, Puff Daddy, all these people, you know.
Mm-hmm. He wears white. I think
everybody
I've seen
wears
him.
White.
I think I've seen him white head to toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's like a popular...
Yeah.
It's almost like a weird... like, rave party kind of tradition, you know?
AC told me that Ryan's dressing in all black, though?
Well, that was a thought.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would be kind of funny.
Sure.
But, yeah. No, I don't, not everybody is wearing all white.
Sure.
I already know that for a fact.
Because not everybody can?
Who has that much white clothing? You know, this is not the 80s. We don't have dry cleaners anymore, although I do, and I love him.
I have a dry cleaner in my building. She's great.
Then why don't you have any white clothes? Because the problem, you can't, even if it's not, like, dry clean only or whatever, you can't keep, you know.
Well, no, I don't, like, I would have never really thought to buy a pair of, like, white pants.
Never came up.
And it's never come up, ever. Not even in the 90s.
Well, that would have been, like, white...
Like, it would have been, like, white cotton. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yikes. And it's never come up. And my dry cleaner, who is a very good dry cleaner, has never said anything about it. She's never said, hey, why don't you bring more white clothes in? I'm a dry cleaner. This is what I do.
I mean, that's not really her place.
Isn't it? I feel like
I was a dry cleaner, yeah. I would make it my place. I would be like, I don't like that.
I think the various people who perform a sartorial role in your life, whether it be like your dry cleaner, your shoe repair guy, your key cutter, I don't know, like that set of services, I feel like they're totally allowed to be opinionated.
Your milliner.
Your milliner. Your pencil sharpener. you know, these people... Because they have a level of skill that you don't have or want in this field.
No.
I feel like they should be able to speak from on high, in a sense, in regards to this stuff. Like, my dry cleaner should be able to tell me stuff, and I would just listen to her. I wouldn't question advice from my dry cleaner about clothes.
Like, that would look better in tan than medium brown.
Sure.
And you would, like, yeah, you know, probably, yeah.
100% trust.
Tailors are allowed, yes, to say whatever they want.
And they do. yeah. And they're right to, because they're experts at this. But yeah, I feel like if my dry cleaner was more opinionated, that would be fine. I wouldn't have any trouble with a argumentative dry cleaner.
I suppose not. I suppose you're right.
Like, if I walked by my dry cleaner and she's like, what the fuck are you wearing? I would think hard about what the fuck,
bitch,
I'm wearing.
I would love for that to happen, especially in this building.
Oh, she's not in this building. She's in the Star building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Wouldn't go to a dry cleaner in this building.
Well. But my dry cleaner is like the king of the neighborhood. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. He's,
yeah,
like the happiest Sudanese man ever.
Yeah.
You know, and he will, like, smile and wave at you as if it's 1950 and this is, like, Pleasantville or something. Except, you know, everyone is from Eastern Africa.
And he's...
But whatever.
And so he's been plying his trade for a long time.
He's very good.
He's,
yes,
very good.
Yes.
People trust him. He's, yes, become this cornerstone of the neighborhood.
Yes.
He probably feels bulletproof.
He probably is bulletproof.
You can't kill this dry cleaner with conventional weapons.
You know, no,
yeah,
one is going to, you know, do anything to that store.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves him.
Yeah.
You know, they'll break into the bank, but so would I.
Oh, I'd love to rob a bank one day.
All right, well, anyway, moving along.
Yeah. No, put a pin in that for later.
What are you doing after the closet raid?
This closet raid is literally going to be 7 minutes.
I know, because you don't own
any
clothes.
I don't own any clothes.
Hence, you,
yes,
know, this...
Yeah. Now, I used to own more. I've actually really pared down over the last year or two.
Why?
Because I just started throwing shit away that I didn't like.
And just never replaced it.
I just never replaced it. So I'm really down to bare essentials now. Which is a great place to start. I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to go, like, you know, to get a nice layer. I have a sort of layer of essentials and kind of nothing else. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, so, no.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, let's talk about the birthday party that I'm going to tomorrow, because I'm amused by this.
You're going to Raina's birthday party?
I'm going to Raina's birthday party, which is a drinking party in the park.
I feel like I wasn't invited to this.
I wasn't invited either.
Oh, okay.
But she invited me yesterday. She was like, oh, I don't know, I just didn't think you'd want to come or something. I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Because it's a drinking party in the park?
The reason that I'm amused by this is, like, it's her 30th birthday.
Yeah.
It is only this generation of people.
That what?
Who would celebrate their 30th birthday by drinking at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Dufferin State, like, you know, in the West End of Toronto.
I mean, yeah.
Like, what did my mom do for her 30th birthday? I don't know, but I can guarantee you it wasn't that.
Do you think it was glamorous?
No, I don't think it was glamorous, but it probably, you know, was indoors.
Sure, walls might be important to a birthday. Right, a roof, yeah.
But they're probably, you know, but it probably won't, you know. Yeah. It'll probably be a lovely afternoon.
That sounds like a good time. Like, it sounds like a pretty good Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe not a 30th birthday, but it sounds like a pretty good Saturday.
Yeah.
And maybe that's all she wants.
Well, I didn't want to do anything. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No actions.
Was impossible.
Yeah.
During the lead up to that horrible day. You know. And everyone lies to you. It's not good. Like, it's not fun. It's not, it's like, oh no, you'll just like, you'll get into it and then you'll accept it and you'll have like the best time. No.
Or are we talking about becoming 30 now?
Wasn't it the worst?
Mine was okay.
I actually was pretty like, good. You know.
You know what, now, ever since AC's sort of taken over in terms of like, no, my boyfriend has a birthday coming up, you know, we should maybe think about doing something. It's been good. I've had much better birthdays with her than I had before her. My birthdays almost unequivocally sucked before AC.
But I don't, it's not that. It's not that, you know, whatever I did was so bad. Or just, I don't want it to happen at all. You know,
just
it's a resentment thing.
Okay. So you hate Father Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, you know, what's in it for me?
The forward movement of matter in the universe.
Yeah, no.
Right.
And plus, it was such, like, it's such a shock to people like me that kind of are all, like, feel like they're, you know, 22 or whatever.
Yeah. Like, in your brain, you're still 22.
Yeah, and yeah. So when I was 22, I still thought I was, like, 15 or 16 or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I am very familiar with this. Like, when did I age? I have no idea conundrum. Because I still feel about 24. Like, a little older, but, like, not... But when I was 24, I think I still felt 18.
Yeah.
And when I was 18, I didn't feel anything.
No.
For a long time. Yeah. But before that, yeah,
because
always...
Because you don't have to. Like,
no.
There's nothing going on.
No, and you know. Before then, I felt it was probably pretty accurate. But yeah, my 20s just disappeared. I don't know what... I didn't grow along with myself.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't... Yeah, that's it. And now, it's like too much time has passed, so now I'm like, well...
And
I'm
I have
just...
no, I have no idea how a 32-year-old is supposed to think or feel at all. The only people...
No, and I don't care to.
No, and the only people that, you know, because I knew some people who were a little older than me, but I kind of feel like when they were 32, they were less mature than I was when I was younger and knew them at 32.
Well, I mean, I guess it's all relative, you know.
Like, my fucking parents at 32 were a mess. Like, they'd just gotten divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I can't remember knowing any 32-year-olds that weren't a mess.
Well, I guess people used to, like, I mean, in terms of, you know, life or age or whatever, do more. Like, to me, it's like, well, if I don't do anything, then nothing bad will happen.
Well, that was the other thing. My parents had already sort of bought and sold, like, 5 houses by 32.
Right? What?
Yeah.
Like, I can't do that.
No.
In no way do I wish to do that.
Yeah. No. They,
I don't, not only do I not want to do it, I don't want to hear about it either.
No, they, I mean, they trashed more cars than I'll ever own. By 32.
What? Really? They were, like, a danger to themselves and others?
Not, well, not like a danger, but they would just not take care of things. My dad definitely rolled a couple of cars. Yeah. And my mom would just go through leases. And, like, she would do leases like people do cell phone contracts. Like, a year into a three-year contract, it's toast and the glass is shattered.
Doesn't have the apps I want.
Yeah, it, that's how it would work. She just bought a new fucking car.
I know.
Fuck.
I know.
But yeah, I would never do any of that shit. And maybe that's what made them a mess at 32, is that they were doing all that shit, and I haven't done any of that, and maybe that's why I feel, A, somewhat okay, and B, I still feel like I'm 24.
Yeah, I think that's why, because mm-hmm. they're, like, at a certain point, I was just like, well, I'm good here, because I don't really want to do any of that stuff, so...
Exactly. Yeah. I want a teleporter before I die, and that's about it.
Yeah, but you're not going to get it. All the, like, all people are doing is, like, stuff from, like, 100 years ago. Like, steampunk and all of this stuff.
Well, okay, craft breweries are getting more complicated, but I think eventually the craft breweries will eventually get to the point where they can teleport things.
Yeah.
If only more craft beer. You know? That'll be where teleporting comes from, is the craft brewery... hipster slant.
Because everything will be so annoying that we just won't be able to deal with anything without craft beer.
That's right. And so we won't be able
That's
to move.
That's the future.
We won't be able to move, so the craft breweries will have to find a way to teleport the beer literally into our hands. You'll triple tap your fucking Apple Watch 7 and a craft beer will materialize in your right hand.
Can't you just, like, bring it?
Exactly. Can't you just, like, bring it?
Yeah.
You can today call an Uber to get a 12-pack to your apartment. That's 3 buttons on a phone today. So by the time I'm, you know, 42 and my health insurance has run out and I'm retired and dead because there's no jobs, there'll be teleporting. It'll be fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
But I don't even like the idea that you still have to, like, call for things. I can't stand it.
Call for what? What do you still have to call for? I haven't called for anything in a long time.
No, I don't, but people do, you know.
Who?
People do call for cabs, or they do this, or they do that, you know. I don't even think it should be an option for people.
No, please.
It's like, no.
There's a...
No, you're not allowed to call.
There's a...
Remember how upset I was when you called me?
You were very upset.
Yeah, don't!
I didn't even call you on purpose.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't call you on purpose. I don't call anyone.
Then how did this happen?
How did
this egregious error?
My phone treats a name like a link. So you hit your name and it goes to your profile. And the number to text you and call you is millimeters away from one another. That's what happened. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's not like it's not distinct enough. Yeah.
Right.
Anyways.
All right, I suppose that's fair enough.
Yeah, no, I don't. I call nobody.
I think that it should be, like, kind of illegal.
My cell phone contract is up June 3rd, and I'm shutting it down. I think. I think I'm going to figure out a way to use. I still want my phone, but I don't want it to phone.
I wonder if that's like, yeah.
If
I really don't either.
I
don't want to be available, like, you know, via phone.
Wi-Fi is pretty much everywhere. I have a good Skype account. I already have my phone.
You can get, like, whatever, FaceTime or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would get a plan with a ton of data and no call time tomorrow. That'd be fine with me. But what were we talking about? Teleporting. No. The future. No.
Well, yes, all of those things.
All of those things. Shopping.
Oh, yeah,
so
shopping.
Where are you taking me?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
Are we going to a mall? Are we going to an outdoor mall?
I don't think... Yeah, I think we'll probably
like
go
do,
to
do,
outdoor.
Do, we're going to go to the second coolest neighborhood in the world.
Fuck. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather stick to Bloor.
Yeah.
But there's not as many options. Like, it's too bad.
Like Yorkville?
Know? Yeah.
I mean, I can afford it.
No, it's not that. It's just like...
I can afford three things from Yorkville.
Not everything in Yorkville is really expensive, thankfully.
Yeah, there's a Winners there.
There is a Winners there, but there are too many dogs
yes.
in Winners.
Yes, we've discussed this.
Yes, we have.
Are they still too many dogs? We put out the podcast that didn't solve the problem.
There are too many dogs. Do you know what happened? I went to Roncesvalles, okay? This neighborhood is just dead to me. Okay, I'm never going there again.
But there's so many good craft brewery bars there.
Right. So,
You can get oysters for like $7 per shuck.
There's no good oysters in Toronto. There's no good fish in Ontario. I don't know why they even serve it. It's terrible.
All fish, bad.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Yeah.
Like, they're, you know, unless it's, like, freshwater trout or something, that's probably nice for breakfast.
Literally
you know?
Jumped out of Captain John's boat.
If only.
By the time this airs, I think that boat will be gone.
Oh, yeah?
We've been watching it out of our office windows.
Is it sinking?
No, someone bought it and they're towing it away. Oh. Yeah? But it's such a complicated hazmat. They're seriously wearing hazmat suits to, like, clean it up before they tow it.
Well, I should say so.
Yeah.
It seems like a mess.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, like, people were eating food on that thing, like, really not that long ago.
No.
Way closer to the present than anyone would like to admit. I talked to a few people about the boat a few days ago, and they were like, oh, yeah, no, it closed down in, like, 1981. No, it didn't.
No.
No.
I remember that when I would come here as a kid.
Like, it was open until, like, 07, I think.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to kind of be a little, like, kind of wacky-tacky part of town, the waterfront. You know, the old spaghetti factory, all that stuff.
Do we still have an old spaghetti factory?
Yeah.
On
the Esplanade.
On the Esplanade, that's right.
But, like, who would ever want to go there? You know, to the Esplanade. I mean, I thought it was, like, underwater at this point. Like, I thought they just got rid of it. No one has talked about the Esplanade since, like, 2006.
There's zero reason to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the market's still nice, but the Esplanade isn't.
Where's the market on the Esplanade?
Like St. Lawrence Market?
Oh, I feel like that's more front. Yeah, okay.
It's...
Yeah.
It's totally the same thing.
All right.
Yeah.
I just go to the Antiques Market, which is on the north side of front.
Yes. I like that Antiques Market.
It's fantastic. I've never seen that many geriatric gay men in one place. Like, and they're all, like, really excited to be there.
What are they buying there?
They're the vendors and stuff.
Because it's mostly antique watches, comic books, and weird stone shit from, like, the prairies, right?
No, it's, like, jewelry and stuff, too, and, you know, furniture and whatever.
Yeah.
People that know things about furniture. Mm-hmm. I'm always impressed. I don't know anything about furniture, but I kind of would like to pretend that I did.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like...
What do you feel like you want to know about furniture that you don't know?
I just feel like it would be a cool thing to be
knowledgeable about,
an aficionado.
Yeah,
about, you know.
Do you feel like, much like the tailors of the world, if you got good at furniture, you could be argumentative with people about
cool.
it?
I would read your chairs to filth,
and they would, and people would respect your opinion, and
right.
would change their chairs.
Yeah, because
of you.
I told them to.
Yeah. Yeah, my dry cleaner needs more attitude. That's what's missing.
Yeah, I think that's what we've discovered.
Uh-huh. She could be sassy, too. She has it in her to be sassy.
How much time do you spend with this woman?
I don't spend much time with her at all, but...
you have 7 pieces of clothing.
But I'm really good at reading... I'm really good at reading people. I gotta read on her.
Okay.
She watches Korean television on her Samsung phone.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
Yeah.
As you do. As I wish I could.
There's a lot to keep up with.
Motherfucker, there is. Like, South Korean television doesn't stop just because you're not in South Korea.
No.
Yeah. So.
It's very true.
And there's a little part of me that wants to, like, know enough about it that I could talk with her about it, and that would get me in, you know?
Oh my god, I know. It's like Bollywood. If you know, like, one Bollywood star...
And I don't.
People are kind of like, ooh, you know Priyanka Chopra?
You're cultured.
I'm like, and I'm so not, but, like, it's a good way to, like, fake your way through, like, a, you know...
It's sort of like if you know, like, one figure skater...
Yeah,
All of a sudden, you're the figure skater guy in your neighborhood.
Right, you know.
I know two figure skaters, and I'm the most expert figure skater person I know.
Who are the two figure skaters that you know?
Like, Tessa and Scott, like the Coca-Cola of figure skaters.
Oh, yeah, those two.
Yeah.
Remember, Brian Boitano?
Oh, of course. I mean, I know him, but I don't even count him.
Or what's his face?
Elvis Stoico.
Oh my god, yeah, him. Yeah.
No, I mean,
Johnny,
like,
Weir.
Johnny Weir, yeah. Okay, you're right. Maybe I
Nancy
know.
Kerrigan.
Oh, well, now we're getting into the pro wrestling part.
Michelle Kwan.
Yeah.
Or was she a golf player? No, that's somebody else. That's, like, another Asian.
Oh, boy.
No, Michelle Kwan was the figure skater.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was an Asian lady golfer, though.
Yeah, like a really good one.
Yeah. I don't know anything about golf. Like, I could sort of unconsciously...
And that's why we're friends.
Yeah, I could unconsciously list a couple of figure skaters, because over the years... The thing is, if I see figure skating on, I'll kind of watch it.
Yeah, because it's kind of impressive. And they're usually wearing some, like...
Amazing outfits.
Bad shit, crazy outfits.
I'm never not impressed when I watch figure skating. I'm never... No figure skating is boring to me.
There's a lot of sateen happening.
Uh-huh. And it's a sport with no discernible rules... At all?
Oh, but I feel like there's a lot.
Well, there's either none or there's too many for the human eye to catch.
Right, I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
Because whenever they say, it's like, oh wow, that was great, they're sort of like, oh, I just thought that the dismount or whatever.
The commentators are such bitches.
They're
in figure skating. They're like, well, she didn't really go as high as she could on that one.
When I saw her practice earlier, she had more height on that sow cow or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
why is it called a sow cow?
They're never excited. Nothing these people do could excite the commentators.
I know. Yeah, the people at the dog show are, like, super excited.
Well, we need... What figure skating needs is, like, Spanish soccer commentators. That's what they need. Just 100% enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those whistle things that they had at the Olympics that drove me nuts. Those, like, bzzz things.
Yes, I remember those.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember what they were called. They were just, like, a weird name.
Oh, I don't know what it was called.
But yeah, they had a vuvuzela.
That's it?
Yes.
Yeah. They need those at professional figure skating.
Mm-hmm. And a lot more Tonya Harding realness.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you think that was so bad?
No, I loved it, but I also love pro wrestling, so I have a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I was fucked up as a kid because I was introduced to pro wrestling before I was introduced to sports, which you should... Don't ever do that to a person, because you show them the fake, dramatic, like... sideshow circus nonsense, and then you show someone like a calm, considered sport like football, and in my 5-6-year-old brain saw no difference between the two, and I was incapable of having conversations about sports with people. I kind of still
and you
am.
Kind of still are.
I kind of still am.
Seemingly.
If I'm having a conversation with someone about a sports ball game, I will inevitably go, well, why didn't that guy just shove that guy? Why isn't he breaking the rules? He could break the rules right now. And they don't like that. They don't like that kind of talk.
I know, because they're, you know, it's like a point of interest or something. It's actually kind of like a weird obsession, and I feel like it's time to just, like, you know...
When I hear that one team is feuding with another team and they have some kind of rivalry, why isn't that one team, like, interfering on the other team's game and costing them the match? That should happen.
Like, throwing, like... flaming shit.
Yeah,
like
cheating,
like
to make sure they lose.
Dugout or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Doing also, like, the deflating the footballs thing was the most exciting thing to me. So I was like, finally, somebody's fucking cheating.
I know, people were outraged. I was like, that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, cheat to win, motherfuckers.
Knock him out if you can.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why it ruined me as a child.
I see.
So I look at, you know, the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding thing, and I'm like, that's the best thing that ever happened to Olympic sports.
I know, and it was so perfect. Like, she was so not Tonya.
Yeah.
Like, she was just so prissy.
Yes.
And, like...
I'm sorry, but that bitch deserved to get tire ironed in an alley.
Knock that bitch out, okay?
Yeah.
Don't come around here no more, you know?
Tonya was this, like, every woman. I related.
She's every woman. It's all in her.
She got a bad rap.
Anything you want done, baby.
She got a bad rap.
She'll do it naturally.
Fuck, Monica Lewinsky gets a TED Talk this year. Where the fuck is Tonya Harding's TED Talk?
Yeah, and wasn't it kind of, like, really annoying? Wasn't it, like... I just wish that people would, like, stop talking about it. But I go on, like, really big media places all the time and talk about it. Like, all the time. So maybe that's why.
Yeah. I feel like people had forgotten about you, and then you showed up again.
Complaining and that people were talking about you.
Because this is, like, your one thing. It's not like she has, like, a side business where she sells salad spinners.
Maybe she should.
Right? The Monica Lewinsky salad spinner. I'd buy that.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't not buy it.
I have an Amazon pre-order for the Cum Pencil Sharpener, which is a real product at a real company. It's fantastic. They make a left-handed pencil sharpener. They have it's called a Cum Long Left-Handed Two-Hole Pencil Sharpener.
Two-hole?
And it's on Amazon.ca and it's $7. And I want to buy one just so I can say that product name as often as possible.
Why is it? Why are there two holes in it?
So you can have two different thicknesses for pencils.
Oh, a sharpener.
Yes.
I was thinking about an eraser for some reason. I haven't seen a pencil in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So.
No, they made erasable pens. Why the fuck do we have pencils still?
I know!
Yeah.
Give me a break. And as a left-handed person, I hated pencils when I was a child because you would smear it all over the page. There was nothing you could do about it.
I'm getting you a Cum Long left-handed pencil sharpener for your birthday.
Why? I'm never, ever buying a pencil ever again.
The product description is amazing because it's like for the left-hander. Which is going to be on my next business card. Sawyer Paul, for the left-hander.
Are you left-handed?
Of course.
I had no idea.
I'm creative and unemployable. Of course I'm left-handed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
They should have burned me at the stake. That's how this works.
I know, but we wouldn't be that lucky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we good?
I think so.
Yeah.